Are you one of the frightened? Do you whistle past the graveyard? Well, then perhaps you're really like the rest of us. So come with me. Just a short ride through the hills past the old burial grounds where Count Alexis met the lady in the long, flowing veil. The famous castle of the Alexis family had long towered on the hillside in the Bavarian valley. Count Alexis himself, the last surviving member of the historic clan, was tall and handsome and kind. Indeed, the only wonder in the village was, when would he marry and raise a son to continue the glory of his ancestors? And then one storm-tossed night, when he was out on the marshes with his hunting dog, Alexis saw a tall, beautiful, dark-haired woman in a long, flowing veil walking across the meadows towards him. It seemed her carriage had overturned on the bridge and crashed into the raging waters of the Casne River. Her driver and horses had perished, but she had managed to save herself. The Count had already surrendered to the romance of their meeting, but only the hound dog seemed to whimper and growl and behave badly whenever the lady drew near him. But the Count insisted that the lady be his guest and took her straight to his castle. Within a fortnight, Alexis had wooed and won her. And the village celebrated the wonderful news. Alexis would have an heir. But in the days preceding the marriage, the young Count seemed to be failing in health. He lost weight so that his uniform seemed to hang on him. And curiously enough, to the staff of the castle, Sonia, their future mistress, fairly glowed with health since her ordeal in the river. But when no one could recall seeing her in the daytime, rumors began to spread. The old wives' tales about vampires who stalk at night and sleep in the daytime swept through the village like wildfire. And finally, up in the master bedroom where he lay exhausted, Count Alexis himself had to credit the rumors. How else this sudden loss of weight and failing health? And why should Sonia's blooming good health coincide exactly with the loss of his own vitality? Count Alexis made up his mind. He pulled the bell cord by his bed and summoned his manservant. When the fellow appeared, the Count asked that his fiancée be brought to him. But the servant shook his head. The Lady Sonia had gone out before dawn, riding off to the west, as was her usual custom. Count Alexis had heard enough. He dressed, armed himself with a short dagger, and ordered his fastest horse. He thundered down the castle road off to the west, towards the very spot where he had first met Sonia. The meadows were barren, and darkness was coming on. The Count led his horse carefully over the hilly ground. Finally, he found what he was looking for. A stone slab set in the earth, covered over with vines and leaves. Triumphantly, he dragged it to one side, and looking down, he could just make out an open coffin with Sonia lying in it, her pale beauty and blood-red lips gleaming in the dying light. Alexis drew his dagger and raised it for the kill. But he said the only way that you can kill a vampire is a stake through the heart while it sleeps. But suddenly, the dagger fell from his hands and a slow, eerie smile played over his face. Like a stone man, he settled down beside her to wait for the vampire's hour. For he had learned Sonia's secret too late to stop him from becoming a vampire himself. See now, my friend? See? Those two bats wheeling through the darkness. It's Sonia and Count Alexis winging through the night and waiting for the chance to assume human form again. You don't believe me? Well, I'm sorry. The people of the village will believe nothing else. My, 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 but you do have a soft, delicate throat.